Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Hei. A couple of more dafim here in the fourth parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. And we just had the Mishnah about Inyanim of Malchius Zichronos and Shofros. So we just had the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Dal and Amabez, Machlokas. First, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri about where you split up the brachas with. Where do you put Kedushas Hayom and Malchius? Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, we pass in like Rabbi Akiva, right? We put Malchius with Kedushas Hayom, not with Ata Kadosh, and then we blow by Malchius, Chronos, and Shofros. Then the Mishnah said that what is the makeup of each of the brachas? 10 psukim. 10 psukim at least relating to Hashem's Malchus, 10 Zechronos, and 10 Shofros. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri argued on that, B'dieved, as we'll see, different types. The Mishnah said you can't bring psukim relating to Peranos, punishment. We don't want to mention that on Rosh Hashanah, and we spoke about the order of the psukim. I touched on this a number of times, but I haven't mentioned it. We haven't read it in a while. Remember the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, in the Bavli on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. That's the source. One of the sources for Malchias, Achronos, and Shofros. And the language of the Gemara there is Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me just find the Lashon. Omar Imru Lefanai Barash Hashanah. Say in front of me. The Gemara earlier I quoted, Hashem says, bring these karbanos. But it says, Imru Lefanai Barash Hashanah. Say in front of me, Hashem says. Malchias, Zechronos, Veshofros. Malchias, Kadesha Tamlichuni Aleichem. Malchias, so that I am your king. Zechronos, Kadesha Ya'alu Zechronechem Lefanai Latova. Zechronos, so that your Zikaran goes up in front of me for the good. Ubameh, Veshofer. So the language that's used there is Imru Lefanai. Is that a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? Right? Say in front, Hashem's talking. Hashem's talking. So what level Din is that? So Rashi, Ala Torah, Rashi in Parshas Emor, and also Rashi here implies that it is a Din D'Oraisa. Malachi is saying the brachos, these special brachos is a Din D'Oraisa, even though many times other aspects of Tefillah might be D'Rabbanan, but saying these are D'Oraisa. That's the impression that one gets. Had to come, says the Ritva, Tez Zayin Amud Aleph, in there in Rosh Hashanah. Had to come, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ibra Lefani Malachi Zechronos Shofros. Says the Ritva, I disagree with that diyuk. Even though it says it's Hashem talking, I think it's still Durabanan. Mishum da'af agav de'psukim malchi zechronos v'shofros eina min ha-Torah elemi Durabanan. I think they're Durabanan, right? Just like the other ways that words that you say, content of davening is daraisa. No, it's Durabanan. Still, mikal makom, mimasha amra Torah zichron shrua yish lilmod shera'uy lahazkir psuke truo psuke zikaran. It's appropriate. Hashem's telling you that it's appropriate, not that you're obligated. It's appropriate. Umalchus, and he quotes, where do you know all of them from? And then he says, Umishamachik Tani Rabbi Akiva, Shamar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lefanai Malchias Zichronos. What is this, fancy lashon of Imru Lefanai Hashem talking? He says, because this is the Gemara in Shas, says the Ritva, which teaches us that Dinam Durabanam that are hinted to by Psukim, that's what's called an asmachta, says the Ritva. Hashem really is interested and agrees with that and is hinting to this, but he's just waiting for you to figure it out. You know, where the source is in the Torah. But don't think, let's read it. Shekol mashiyish lo asmachtos min ha-pasik. Anytime that there's a hint from the pasik, Heir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheroi Lasos Kein. Hashem is hinting that, you know, this is what I want. Ela shelo kavu chova. Umasru lechachamim, v'zed davar barur ve'emes. This is the truth. Asmachta means that when the Rabbanan figure out and find a remez in the psukim for a din, and they call it an asmachta, that means Hashem really commanded this. Not really, didn't really command it. Hashem is interested in this. He wants us to do it. He just didn't command it explicitly because he wants us to figure it out. V'lo k'divrei ha-mefarshim, and not like, some say this is the Rambam, ha-asmachto shu k'derech simin d'shenasu chachamim. It's a nice remez. Doesn't really mean that the pasuk has this in mind, but it's just the Rabbanan found a hint, you know, after the fact. No, v'lo shakavanas haTorah laka chas v'shalom, says the Ritva. Yishtak adar v'lo yomar shuzu derech minus. No, that's heretical to say that the Torah didn't have this in mind. No, the Torah had this in mind. Avla Torah he'ira b'kach u'masro chiyev adar l'kav l'chachamim im yirtzu l'fichach. That's why the Chachamim try to figure out all the time to find rayas or zechers or asmachtas. Klomar, she'edem achad shem davar mi'libam. The chol Torah shebal peh, remuza b'torah shebichzav. All of Torah shebal peh is hinted to. She'itimima. v'chas v'shalom shichasei reklum. So that's the Ritva has a, this malchus rechon of the shofros. It's a din derabanan against that Rashi that sounds like it's daraisa. It's derabanan, like Rov Rishonim say, the Ramban, his grand rabbi says it's derabanan, but it's an example of an asmachta and that lashon of ra'ui that imru lefanai that Hashem says say in front of me. That just makes it a strong asmachta, but not that it is daraisa. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara now on the bottom of Chav Dalam Abes. What is the source for these 10 psukim quoted from Tanakh in each bracha? There is no less than 10 malchias. Keneged asar kilusin. Shamar David keneged the 10 lashons of praise of Halleluka that David has in the last perek of Tehillim. We say the last Halleluka. Halleluka, Hallelu. El Kel Bakacho, Haluba Kyuzo, the Gomer Kalan Shamatalka, Haluka. So 10 Lashonos of praise in that parak. Mayasar Zichronos. He gave a list 10 mentions of Hashem's remembering. Keneged Asara Viduyim. Right, Hashem remembers when we do tshuva. So it's Keneged the 10 Lashonos of improvement. And Vidui Shinemar Yeshayo, as the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu in the first parak. First parak in Shabbos Chazon Haftorah. Rachatsu, Hizaku, Hasiru, right? Wash your neshamas. Cleanse, remove. Vigomer, and more lashon. Chidlu, Hareyu, Limdu, Hetev, Dirshu, Mishpat, Ashru, Chamot, Shiftu, Yasav, all the lashonos of doing better. Vigomer, Maksib, Basrei, and what did it say right after that? The next pasik. Luchunav, Rivachacho, Yomar Hashem, right? Which is, you should do tshuva. Yuchadecham kashom kashol yabinu v'chulu. All of those have to do with tshuva. So can I get those alashonos of tshuva and confessing? So that is that's where zichronos come from. It doesn't say beferish vidui there, but vidui is an ikker part of tshuva, right? And that's what the Gemara classifies these 10 lashonos of cleansing. And doing what we can to get back and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, purifying, removing. The root of that is vidui, and that's the Rambam. The Rambam discusses that, as we know, at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam says the Rambam even has a formulation of tshuva as background to the mitzvah of vidui, right, which bothers Achronim. Why the Rambam formulates it like that in the Koteret, right, which the Minchas Chinuch doesn't focus on. The Menachas Chinuch asks, how could the Rambam count vidui and not tshuva? Isn't there a mitzvah of tshuva? But the Rambam in the Koteret, in the title line of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says, the mitzvah zaseh is sheyashuv hachote mecheta melefnei Hashem. He quotes tshuva as the mitzvah. V'yizvada. Right? Sheyashuv v'yizvada. In the halachos, perak alav halacha alav, that's what bothers some. And that is because that's where the Rambam says, im avar adam alachas mehen. Bein bezadon bein bishkaga. Kishe ya'ase tshuva. V'yashuv mecheto chayiv lehizvados lefnei HaKel Baruch Hu. When one does tshuva and repents, then he is obligated to confess. The Rambam doesn't say chayiv lashuv. It doesn't say chayiv to do tshuva. He says when you do tshuva. What? It's not obligatory. You don't count that as a mitzvah. So again, the pasha says that he says in the Koteret it is. So there are many approaches given. Rav Soloveitchik said there's the maisa hamitzvah and the kiyam hamitzvah. The Kiyum HaMitzvah for sure is tshuva. And that's what you find often. That the Rambam writes in the Koteret, the Kiyum HaMitzvah, while the Maisa HaMitzvah is discussed in the Halachas. By Hilchos Tefillah, he says it. La'avodes Hashem b'tefillah. Right? Avodes Hashem. The Maisa Mitzvah is Chayv L'Espalel. That's in Hilchos Tefillah. So here too, he says the Kiyum obviously is tshuva, but the Maisa is you have to vidui. Right, chayav lizvados. The Rambam talks about the three parts of vidui: ketsa mizvada, ana hashem, chatazi avisi pashati lefanecha. Right, mentioning the chet, v'yasisi kafakach, v'yinichamti uboshti b'masai, and that is charata ala avar ula olam eni chozi l'davarze, and kabbalah ala asid zui karish al vidui. That's the Rambam's vidui v'chalamar belizvados u'ma'arich b'inyan ze hareze mishubach. Right, we're familiar with hareze mishubach from Hilchos Chametzu Matzah, but the Rambam also has it here in Hilchos Tshuva. But that's how our Gemara classifies, when the Gemara quotes these psukim about tshuva, it classifies them as vidui, right? Keneged the 10 viduyim, because all of these acts of removal and cleansing are meaningless without vidui. Says the, I shouldn't say meaningless, right? It doesn't achieve the full potential. The Mabit writes in Beis Elokim, tshuva is the only mitzvah that we say chatzi shir does accomplish something, right? If you eat a half a morsel of matzah and that's all you have, you're not going to be yotze your mitzvah, right? If I do a little, if I wear, I don't know, two of the $4 minim, right? They're ma'akvim mezetzeh. It's meaningless. So you don't do the mitzvah. You don't do the mitzvah. You do a little bit of tshuva, says the Mabit, that's accomplishes something, right? We don't say it's all or nothing when it comes to tshuva. The Mabit says chatzi shir works by tshuva too. Okay, so that's the 10. That's the source for 10 by Malchius and Zichronos. Me'asara shofaros keneged shiva kvasim parva alvasar. 10 shofaros keneged the 10 karbanos that are brought on the musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Which psukim are you allowed to use? So for Malchius, you need 10 psukim that mention Hashem as the Melech. Are you allowed to substitute the following word, Elokim? Because Elokim is also Hashem as the God of the world. So are you allowed to use Elokim as a substitute? Elokus olin lo l'shem Malchius. Yes, you can. Divrei, we're going to flip this. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says you could use Elokim for Malchus. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, enem olo. No, you can't. You can't use Elokim. Melech mid Hashem and the king of the world. Elokim doesn't give off the same exact impression. Elokusu Malchis Ololo Mishem Shnayim Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, not only could you count Elokim, but let's say you have in the same pasuk, you have an Elokim and Malchus, you can count that as two. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Enam Ola, no, you can't. Elokim doesn't count. Enam Ola, you can't count that as two, maybe as one. Zamru Elokim Zameru, Zamru Lumalkenu Zameru. What about that pasuk? That pasuk has an Elokim and then has a Melech, but it says Malkenu. Malkenu. Olon lo misham shnayim divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, who says you're allowed to count Elokim, counts as pasuk as two. You have Zamru Elokim and Zamru Lamakenu. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Enam Olam, doesn't count. Rabbi Yehuda says, this doesn't count. Doesn't count as two, or doesn't count even as one. Well, wouldn't you be able to count this as one? It says Malkenu. It doesn't say Melech. It says Malkenu. So maybe Melech on Rosh Hashanah has to do with the whole world, not just us, not just Am Yisrael. So maybe Malkenu, our king, is not inappropriate. So that's the Gemara's question. When Rabbi Yehuda says you can't count this pasuk, does that mean at all or as two? Rabbi Zeira boy, bei ubide basre pligin, about the first half and about the second half, does Rabbi Yehuda not count it at all because it says Malkenu, our king, and Rosh Hashanah is about the universal kingship of Hashem, and that means Melech HaOlam. Right, Malocha kol ha'olam kulo bichvodecha. Right, o beilagarmi palgi pligin. Or do they only argue on the first one? He doesn't count the Elokim, but he counts Melech. So the Gemara says, "Bel minma detani." Well, maybe you know from the following brisa. The following brisa says, "Hakol modim b'melech Malach Elokim al goyim." That pasuk, that Hashem is king over the goyim shehu echad. Everybody agrees that pasuk, even though it has Melech and Elokim. So everybody agrees one. Hadam rabeu b'debasri pligin. It must be that he argues on both, meaning he doesn't count any from the previous pasuk. How do you know this from this brisa? It says, Melech Elokim al Goyim. Well, each of this brisa could be a chiddush according to each of the shitas. According to Rabbi Yossi, I might have thought you count this pasuk as two, because it says, Melech Elokim. So you count it as two. So that's the chiddush of the brisa. No, it's one phrase. Melech Elokim, so you count it as one. That's how it was a chiddush for Rabbi Yossi. How is this a chiddush for Rabbi Yehuda? That the Brice has to say, everybody agrees here. Well, if Rabbi Yehuda usually counts zero, if it's Malkenu, that's why that's the chiddush of this Brice. Melech Elokim, right? You do count it as one, right? If he would have counted the previous Brice as Malkenu is good enough, then what's the chiddush of this Brice? Of course he counts what, right? Why would you have thought otherwise? He counts Melech as one. So maybe that's the chiddush that, to tell us that this Melech Elokim al Goyim, don't think this is talking about only certain Goyim, and it doesn't count. Right? No, it's talking about all Goyim, all nations, and therefore this pasuk could count according to Rabbi Yehuda as well. Period. What about this pasuk? Sushar Mashaychev, Yidasa Mishayalam, Viyava Melech HaKavod. Right? We know two in a row, we have two Sushar Mashaychems, but the first Susharim, right? It's as if there's a question. Sushar Mashaychev, Zubishayalam, Vidasa Mishayalam, Viyava Melech HaKavod, Miuze Melech HaKavod, Hashem Yisuzu Gibar Hashem Gibar Mechama. So that set of psukim has two, right? It says, Viyava Melech HaKavod, and then Miuze Melech HaKavod. There's two melechs. The next one has three, Right? Su Pishkhavi Yava Malach HaKavod. Miuza Malach HaKavod. Hashem Tzvakos Hu Malach HaKavosela. So the first Susharim has two, and the second one has three. So how many could you count that for? So, says the Susharim Hashem V'Gomer. Susharim Hashem V'Su Pishkhayol Olam. So, Harishon Mishem Echad. Vasheni Misham Shnayim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda holds, you count the first one as one, the second one as two. Why? You don't count the questions. When we say, Mihu Zeh Melech HaKavod, you don't count that one. You don't count that one. So that's what that's Rabbi Yehuda knocks it down. The first one is one, the second one is two. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Harishon, Mishem Shnayim, Masheni, Mishem Shlosh. Rabbi Yossi, no, you can count the questions also. Mention the mention of Melech, Hashem is the king. Could you count it even if it is a question? That is good enough. You can have this as two, as this as three. Actually, this pasuk is used in Masechah Shabbos, in the story, if you remember, when Shlomo HaMelech, first opened up the Beis HaMikdash. It was that important morning, and he's ready, and everybody's there. There's one chazal that he overslept, but not this Gemara. This Gemara's, Shabbos daf lamed amud aleph. He goes to the door, and he takes the key, and it doesn't open. It doesn't open. The doors in the Beis HaMikdash, there are millions of Jews there, and the doors are not opening. The lock doesn't work, right? He's got to call a handy, as we say in, got to call somebody. He says, no. So what do? He starts calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knew Hashem is like keeping it locked for some reason. He says, Hashem, help me out here. So what happens? Kshibana, Shlomo's Beis HaMikdash, Bikshu Lahachnas, Aron LaBeis Kashi HaKadoshim. He tried to bring the Aron in. Davku Sha'arim Zebazeh. The gates closed. They didn't lock. Amar Shlomo Esrim Barba Renanos Volnena. He said a special 24 bracha shmones, right? But nothing. Pasak v'yamar. Su shar mashechem. Open up this pasuk. Open up your gates, please. V'dasu b'schayala v'yavu melech hakavod. Ratu basrei l'mivlei. The gates started running after Shlomo. Right? Because they thought. But ki'ilu, he was talking about himself. I'm the melech hakavod. They started running after him. Amru. They said, mihu zeh melech hakavod. Right, they gave the answer. He says, no, Hashem, Yisus HaGibor. I'm talking about Hashem. I'm not taking the credit for myself. So if Amar, then he says, Sushar Hashem, Yisub Hizchayolam, Yisub HaKavod, nothing, the gates don't open. Until he says, do it for my father. Hashem Elokim, Altashim Panei Mishichecha, Zichur L'chasti David Avdecha, Mi'anena Bo Sashah, and that's where the whole Am knew that David HaMelech was Nimcha for his sin. Whatever the sin was, however you describe it, but those are the gates that also come up in that Gemara. Good. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Ramar Shlashan Yatsa. So the Mishnah had said that we say 10 to 10. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, if you say 3, you're Yotze. What does 3 mean? Does 3 mean 3 or does 3 mean 9? I mean, does it mean 3 per bracha, b'di'evan, or 3 altogether? So, Havina and Savra, we thought to say, Meimar Shalaz b'kal Echav Echad. We thought Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was just not going down 1 to 9. But Ashkas Tani, we found the Brisa, Afilu Shalosh Bikulon Yatsa, even three altogether, Bidi Yeved, one Pasik from each. Ein Maskir Zichronu Malchus V'Shofar V'Shel Peranus, you can't mention any Psukim that have to do with punishment. So we quote one Pasik that's inappropriate for each one. Zichron, Tichsiv, Osam, Zachar, Hashem, V'Gomer, Pasik in, Yirmiyo, against us. Malchus, Tichsiv, Chai Hashem, Ani Neum Hashem Elokim, Im Lo Biyad Chazaka, Ubzor Netuya, Bechach Bashuch, Im Lo Chalechem, Hashem also threatens us, V'gomer, Shofar Tichsiv, Ki Kol Shofar, Shama Atnafshi, Churas Melchama. Those psukim are not familiar because those are not mentioned in our Amida. Maschle Vatora Maschle Menavi, the Mishnah said, you start with Torah, you finish with Navi, and Rabbi Yossi said, if you want to finish with Torah, Yotzei. Says the Gemara, really? Mashalav, it's only b'di'evan, but tchila lo, it's not l'chadchila. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, no, this is what the Mishnah should say, or be understood. Keni masnisa, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, tzorach lahashlam b'Torah. You do 3 of Torah, 3 of Ksuvim, 3 of Nevi'im, 1 of Torah. Right, that's the order of the 10 psukim that we showed and discussed why Ksuvim is done before Nevi'im. Good. Halacha ches, next Mishnah. Ha'over lifnei hateva. B'yantav shal Rosh Hashanah. The chazin on Rosh Hashanah. Hasheni maskia. The second one is maskia. Who's the second one? The Baal Musaf. The Baal Musaf is maskia. Interesting lashon. We'll get to that. U'bishas ha'halel harisha makriyas ha'halel. And on days when there is halel, right, b'sha'as ha'halel, Why does it say b'shasa halel? Right, because there's no halal on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's not appropriate. Right, masay other tuvim bayam. The malachim ask Hashem why the Bnei Yisrael don't say shira, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu says sifrei chayim umesim suchem lefanav. The books of life and death are open. They're going to say halel, not appropriate. So Hashem gives the answer to the malachim. Why? So, but when there is halel, Harisha Rakri is a halel. The Baal Shachris is the one that says the halel. The Baal Musaf is the one that's maskia. What's maskia? What is maskia? So Pashas, you would think maskia means the one who's tokeya, right? But what's the lashon of maskia? Why does it say tokeya? Tokeya. So the big discussion in the Rishonim. Maskia. If you want to look in the Karban Eidah, maskia. Hamispalal tfilas musafin maskia v'lo b'tfil shachris. The one who davins musaf. Really, maskia is the one who davins musaf. The one who davins during the Shmona Esrei that they are maskia. You know, let's just read a little bit of the Gemara and then we'll talk about the Rishonim. A little bit of the Gemara. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shir Rabbi Yochanan. Why do we do shofar and maskia? Either means the one who's davening, malchia is according to shofaros, or the one who's blowing, and it's just a strange way to say blowing. Maskia. Maybe it's a reference, as we'll see, to the makri. But, Rabbi Yochanan, why do we do it in Musaf, right? Why don't we say Zrizim Akdim Lemitzvahs? Because one time this following happened. Pamachas Tikkur Rishona, Vayusonim Svurim. One time they blew early in the morning. And our enemies thought that we were going out to water. We're blowing shofar in the morning. We're rebelling against them. Maybe we're rebelling. And they came and they massacred some Jews. So once we switched it to Musaf, so they said, since they see us, Kari Shema, they hear us davening the whole morning, saying Shema, Umatzlin, Vikarn Baraisen, and Kriyas HaTorah, Umatzlin, davening some more, talking. Then they see we're blowing after all that. And they realize, oh, they're just doing their religious stuff, right? So if we daven for a couple hours and then blow, they realize we're not rebelling against them. We're just involved in what we're doing, and therefore that's why we do it by Musaf, because of that story. Because of that story, big discussion in the Rishonim. And what about Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh, well, we might not have such a danger, so why don't we go back to blowing with Zrizim HaKdimin? We should blow by Shachris. So Tosfos says, and the Ritva discusses, who says it's for sure? Maybe the danger will come back one day, right? Maybe there's still some danger. Tosfos, the Avi Shabbat Lag Zeres Hamalchus Lo Avdinik De Beikara. Avi Gad Zizim Agdim LeMitzvus. The Chashid and Shem Yachzor Dover Lekol Kulo. Maybe it's going to come back. Maybe it's still a danger. Or other Rishonim say, maybe we don't have the power, right? We spoke about this Darish Beminyan. Spoke about this recently. Maybe it's once they made it by Musa, we don't have the authority or the power to undo it and put it by Shachris. Says the Gemara, okay, so you push Musa, push Shofar later. Vamar Afa Halal Kane. And what about Halal? On the days that we say Halal, the Karban Eidah here says, we say Halal really loudly and we're singing, and maybe they'll think we're rebelling against them too because we're screaming out. So the Gemara could have answered, I don't know, singing is a little different than shofar. But the Gemara answer is no, less kalama tamon. No, and not everybody is there on when you dafka saying halal doesn't mean that everybody showed up in shul, right? Says the Pnei Moshe. She'ein kalam is kapsim kol kach lavo b'tzakneses. Not everybody's coming. You might have said not everybody comes so early, right? Not everybody's there. So the Gemara says, and shofar? What, everybody, if everybody's not there for halal, they come for shofar? Vamar afetz kiyakein, less kalama tamon. Not everybody is there. So the answer is, yeah. I'm Rabbi Yonaksiv. The Pasuk says in Yishayo, V'osi yom yod yidroshun. There is two special days that people are there. Zoo, what are the two special days? Zu tkia va'arava. Right? Shofar and Hoshana Rabba. Right? Those are the days. Maybe this is Bizban HaMikdash. Look at the Karban Eidah on top. Shnei yamim yom tov shor Hoshana v'yom zayin shal arava. Sha'akol shomin tkia shofar. Na'akol notlin ha'arava. Okay. Good. Getting back to what the Rishonim said before. Again, so the Rashba says, why does it use the Lashon of Maskia? When it's trying to say, well, we blow shofar in Musaf, why does it say Maskia? Klomar, Yaskia Harishon Kederach Shu Ose Bekriya Sahalel. Shaharishon Makrioso. Bishum Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvahs. Right there. Makri, to be merames that we have a Makri. Someone who is telling somebody to blow shofar. That's why I use the Lashon of Maskia. Says the, Rashba, Vigal Meidach. What do you? This whole discussion of should you blow in Shachar, should you blow in Musaf? Don't we do Machias Achronis and Shofaris only in Musaf? And you always have to blow shofar in conjunction with those brachas. So what's the havamina to blow shofar by shachris? Right? You have to blow shofar with those brachas. Unless, says the Rashba, this Gemara then sounds like the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor we mentioned a couple of days ago, the Baal Amor says, we do machias, zechorins, and shofars in all the davenings of Rosh Hashanah. All the davenings of Rosh Hashanah. So he says, the question is, our circle is called Seder Brachas. But he says, Musabani Katesha. B'shachris she'ena mesal teisha lo yiska u'mashma mikam l'chora she'kol tfilas hayom teisha v'chein das harav bal amarzal ela shelo nagu u'min hagan she'yisrael torahi v'chol kihani pukhazi mayam adabar. Says the Rashba, look around what people do. Obviously the Baal Amor is not the Minhag Yisrael. And therefore, even though this is merames to the Minhag Yisrael, to the Baal Amor, I don't think you have to say that it's a riot to him. Why? How else can you understand this Havamina? Blow by Shachris. No, that question is, blow by Shachris and also do Machiyah Zerchon Zervas by Shachris instead of Musaf. No, you only do it once. Part of the Gemara's question of why don't you do it earlier is why don't you say those brachos earlier? That's part of the question. But not that, you know, you do it by all. So the Rashba notes that in the Ramban, the Ritva also, their Merames to this Baal Amor. Also, what about, the Rav Haigon quoted in the Ritva, quoted in the Ran here, the Rav Haigon says, you should have a Makri. You shouldn't have the same person doing the Tkiyas and the Musaf because they're going to get confused. That's why it says Maskia here. That's Rav Haigon. So I have to cover Maskia, V'lo cover Tokeya, Sherra'ui Ba'acher, Shiyehe Tokeya, Yoser Mishliach Tzibur, Kedesh Lo Yit'eh B'Tfilaso. The Ritva does though add, if, quoting this from the Rav Haigon, if you have a sitter, or if the Shas is a bucky, and we know that he's able to do both, like the Gemara says by the Chazan who does Berchas Kohanim also, so that is okay. That is okay. But the Ritva says that you don't even have to think that Maskia means the Makri. Maskia means the one who's saying, Makri is a Kohanim and Shofros. That's what Maskia means. Maskia lavainu tkia shofar. Elisha mivarech birchos hatfila shamachis according to shofros in the context of shofar. So two pshatim in the Rishonim, what the word maskia means. Does it mean makri and it's a remiss to that, or does it mean, as a remiss to the one who's doing the brachas? Yeah, we can spend a lot more on this, but let's continue. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, b'shem Alexander, b'shem Alam ben Adah, a couple of other suggestions. How do you know that the shofar is done by Musaf? Shema, because this pasuk by in Tehillim. Shema, Hashem Tzedek, Zekriya Shema. Hakshiva Rinasi, Zurin and Torah, Kriya Satorah. Hazina Tfilasi, Zu Tfila. Belosif, Se Mirma, Zu Musaf. How is that? Musaf, says the Kabbalah Eda. If you're davening right after Kriya Satorah, you're obviously having great kavana because your head is in Torah. Maksid Basre, and after that, Milfanecha, Mishpati Yetzei. In front of you, Hashem, my mishpat should go out, which is a remez to shofar. So you see, shofar is late in the pasuk after musaf. Amar Avacha bar Papi, Kumi Rav Zira, Shan Yehi. Another reason. Shofar is different than Hallel. Shemitzvah Sayyam Musaf. Shofar is appropriate to be done with musaf. Unlike Hallel. Where, how do you know? Amar Rav Tachlifa, Kesaria, Kriya, Amar Kain. The pasuk tells us. Yom Trua. Look where the pasuk is in Pinchas. Yom Trua, right next to the Karban Musaf. Vasisem. And therefore also, a remez, again, not just because of the story that we thought they were rebelling. The psukim are merames that you should do shofar with musaf. Reb Lezer bar Yosef, Shem Reb Yosef ben bar Katsrasa, b'chol ha-kabanas k'tiv v'hikravtem. By all the kabanas it says, v'hikravtem. But kagziv v'asisem. But by Rosh Hashanah it says, v'asisem ola, v'asisem. Amar le Makadosh Baruch Hu, b'kiva shechnasim ledin l'ufanai b'Rosh Hashanah, v'yasasem b'shalom. When you go and get judged on Rosh Hashanah, and you go out in peace, ma'ale ane aleichem kilu nevresem b'riyah chadasha. You're like a new person. You make yourself into a new person. That's the remez of asisem on Rosh Hashanah. R'mishashi b'shem Rav Idi, b'chol ha'kabanas k'siv chet, u'batzeres ein k'siv chet. There's no mention of chet in the karbanas in Pinchas of Shavuos. Why not? Amar le Makadosh Baruch Hu, mikiva shekibaltem aleichem al Torah, ma'ali ani aleichem kilu lo chatatem miyameichem. Right? If you accept the Torah, Shavuos, it's kiilu you didn't sin, kiilu you never sin, because we get a new slate. Torah refines and Torah purifies, and there's a lot of evidence to that. Says the Mishnah. Let's just do the Mishnah. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah. The shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Ein ma'avir na'alav et al-chum. I'm not allowed to violate, even as we'll see in Issa Durabanan, to get the shofar. Let's say I left the shofar outside the tchum. Tchum is Durabanan on Yontif, for sure. Even on Shabbos, it might be Durabanan. Ein na'alav et al-chum, he can't go across the tchum. Vein mafakin alav es hagal, and you can't, if a building fell down on it, and you have to, you know, use picks and shovels to try to get the shofar, you can't. If the shofar is up in the tree, you can't climb the tree. Can't climb an animal to get it. Can't go on a raft. You can't violate Issa d'Rabbanan or Issa d'Oraisa to cut the shofar, to get it, to violate malachis. You're allowed to rinse out the shofar, even though that's somewhat fixing it. Right? Bali Tzkid, somebody have to rinse it out to get out some of the gook, get out some of the maybe saliva from previous, but you can rinse it with wine or water. Other Rishonim explain, it's not really fixing, it's usable now, you're just getting a little better. Ein ma'akvin es ha'tikunos milatzkoa. If the kids are practicing shofar, you don't have to stop them. Aval misaskim ha'mashiyil moldu. You can even help them. The Gemara will talk about that. You can help them know how to blow. Is this on Rosh Hashanah weekday? Is this Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos? We'll have to see. Ha'misasik lo yatzah. If somebody's just being misasik, he's just blowing up. He's blowing the shofar, not l'shei mitzvah, and not even maybe he's just seeing what kind of sound this thing makes. You're not yosei. Shomei n'masazik lo yatsa. And if shomei from someone who is not blowing l'shei mitzvah or even l'shei act lo yatsa. Right? How do you understand this? We know the machlokas tanoa mitzvah srichas kavana rei srichas kavana. So if you say mitzvah srichas kavana, then misasik here means you're blowing it not l'shei mitzvah. If you say mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana, the here it means you're misasik, you're not even blowing it l'shem maisa, right? Maisa tkiya. You just happen to be a blowing and the shofar happens to be in front of your mouth, but again, the machlokas, how to understand this. And, it could be, even though we have the sugya of mitzvahs srichas kavana, ain't srichas kavana, it's pointed out that different mitzvahs might have different standards, right? There are stiras in the Rambam. How to understand when mitzvahs srichas or ain't srichas kavana, but by shofar, it seems like shofar, kavana plays a major role. And B'Hashem, we'll talk about that more next time as we get to the last two dafim here in Maseches Rosh Hashanah.